ABC Radio Australia.
An unusual weather event which has caused storm surges and king tides across Kiribati, Cook Islands and French Polynesia has caught Pacific officials by surprise. A state of emergency has been declared in American Samoa, and in French Polynesia, villages and buildings have been damaged by storm surges. In Cook Islands, roads and hotels on the main island of Rarotonga have been affected as the government assesses the full impact of the bad weather on the outer islands. Leanna Scott is a tourism operator and president of the Cook Islands Tourism Industry Council, and she spoke to me about the damage caused by this unusual weather event.
We are not immune to bad weather, and generally if there's a cyclone or something that comes along like that, we know what to do and we prepare ourselves. I think what took us off guard this time around is there wasn't very much or any warning for the king tides that we were to experience. And king tides generally, we know, I guess, on our different lands where the water comes to as a maximum. But what's happened this time around is it was almost as if it was cyclone-style sea surge. So the sea did go to a lot of the southeast side properties, in some instances through restaurants and through accommodation. Not everywhere, because every property is positioned differently along the beach, along the coastline. But certainly a bit of a unfortunate setback to businesses who are just starting to get back on their feet after 2 years of COVID.
It's a bit unusual because it's outside the cyclone season, isn't it?
Yeah, so they say it was due to the moon being extremely close to Earth, and the timing with the tides and so on and so forth. So the first high tide we experienced, or king tide as you call it, was quite late in the evening, so around between 8 and 9 p.m. Then we had even higher tides than that, the following high tide time of 8:30 a.m. So I guess the advantage of the second time round was it was during the day and we could see it and we could save what we could in terms of, you know, what the seas were taking away, which was everything from furniture to kayaks and so on and so forth. But I think it was just quite unexpected, that's all.
And has this happened at the peak tourism season?
We are at our peak of tourism right now on our island, and there were some displaced tourists, so we needed to find alternative accommodation for them. And that was extremely difficult to find because places were so busy. So in a lot of instances, they either had to share with other people or almost get billeted into some Cook Island family homes just for the night or two, so that businesses had time to properly assess damage and see what they could come back from quickly and what would take a little bit more time.
Now, you also look after the Moree Beach Club Resort. What's the impact on that establishment?
Yeah, so sure. Moree Beach Club Hotel, we're actually quite fortunate. So we are an absolute beachfront property, but we have an offshore island called Amotu directly in front of the property. In fact, that is where the lagoon cruisers all ended up anchoring to get away from the storm. So to a certain extent, you have the reef and then you have an island, and then before you come to Moree Beach Club Hotel. So we did get quite a lot of erosion. We got the sea lapping at the front doors of rooms, but fortunately not going in the room. So we were quite lucky in that respect. So we had mainly erosion that was the issue at the hotel. But again, very lucky that we have got this offshore island that does protect a lot of the foreshore.
What's been the effect on things like roads, bridges and infrastructure?
Yeah, it's quite amazing. Mother Nature and her power. And I think we're reminded by Mother Nature when she literally can lift up boulders of rocks and take them across the road, which is what happened in the more serious parts of the island. I don't know how the veracity obviously enables her to take boulders across the road. Ministry of Infrastructure was very quick to react. So they had bulldozers and machinery to clear the roads immediately. I think there was one section where there was some road lost, so they had to reestablish that road. But they worked very quickly, very concisely, and had the roads pretty much ready to drive again within 24 hours. So, you know, fortunate that it was during the day, during the peak time, and that there was no loss of life and those sorts of things. But just so unexpected, and a little bit of a setback for businesses that do need to rebuild decks and, you know, find the furniture that they've lost, and be able to put more investment into what is already a pretty cash poor situation, with businesses still coming back on their feet after 2 years of COVID.
In that circumstance, would government need to step in and assist businesses to?
So government has sent out a survey through Tourism Cook Islands to businesses that could, I guess, put a value on the type of losses experienced. Already the initial figures that have come through, I understand, is not as high, apart from one or two properties, is not as high as they were expecting, is what I'm told. I think most of the damage is mainly cosmetic, so it's to the shoreline itself, where trees have all their roots basically hanging quite dormant without any sand or soil to properly cling on to. So I think that they'd need to reestablish the root system so that they don't become a problem in the future. But overall, I think apart from a couple of businesses, most of the island got away fairly unscathed in total. So we'll be hearing from government as to the extent of the support, but the initial findings from the survey was it wasn't as bad for many as one first thought.